Sheriff's Office says a female Starr County Jail inmate died. The 76-year-old had been behind bars since June 14th and had a history of health issues. After a scheduled court hearing Tuesday, the woman said she did not feel well and was taken to the jail's clinic for evaluation. While undergoing treatment, she appeared to suffer cardiac arrest. Clinic and jail staff continued life-saving measures until firefighters arrived. The inmate was taken to Mercy Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. An investigation is underway. Shareholders will consider a proposal to take the owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village private. In a filing with the SEC, Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment says a special meeting for the vote will be held September 16th. The company would merge with Omaha Merger Sub, a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group, and become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings. Industrial Realty is owned by Stuart Lichter, the majority shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. The resort's board of directors recommended going private. NASDAQ delisted the company's stock in June after it failed to hold an annual shareholder meeting in a timely manner. A new monthly fee to address stormwater and flooding will be added to Canton utility bills. City Council Monday approved adding the fee of $3.75 for each single-family home, duplex, and triplex within the city. According to the repository, other properties, including larger apartment buildings and commercial and industrial facilities, will be assessed the same monthly fee per each 2,750 square feet, up to a maximum of $325. Canton Water customers outside the city limits will not be assessed the fee. The city will also give a credit of up to 20% for non-single-family sites if the owner uses measures to improve stormwater quality and reduce water runoff. The estimated $2 million in annual revenue go toward improving and maintaining Canton's stormwater drainage system. Man sentenced to die for the murders of an elderly Atwater Township couple is requesting a new trial. Tyrone Noling has repeatedly said he's innocent of the 1990 killings of 81-year-olds Bernhardt and Cora Hartig in their home. Attorneys with the Ohio Innocence Project filed a motion in Portage County Common Pleas Court Tuesday. They say an analysis found evidence that implicated two other men was missing. Dan Wilson reportedly confessed to another man he killed, the Hartigs, and the sister-in-law of Dennis Van Steenberg reported to investigators he had disposed of the type of gun used around the time of the killings. Wilson was executed for an unrelated slaying in 2009. Van Steenberg died several years ago. A Goshen Township police officer has resigned. The Salem News reports township trustees voted unanimously Tuesday after an executive session to accept the resignation of Sergeant Domenico Marchionda. Special meeting was reportedly originally scheduled to be a disciplinary hearing over a Tier 3 policy violation for internal sexual harassment. The hearing is mandated for any department employee who commits a Tier 3 violation. Marchionda tendered his resignation prior to the hearing. It's effective immediately. A child was struck by gunfire in Warren early today. WFMJ-TV reports the 6-year-old girl was taken to a hospital. There was no word on her condition. Police responded to a 911 call from a home in the 2400 block of Montgomery Avenue Northwest just after 2 a.m. The caller said her sister had been shot. Police say there were bullet holes in the house. No suspects have been identified. Howland Township Police investigating after two people were found dead inside a home Monday night. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office says one adult male and one juvenile male were discovered in the 500 block of Mines Road. Their names have not been released. WKBN-TV reports foul play is not a suspected factor. Autopsies are scheduled for today. Man wanted in Washington, D.C. for making terroristic threats is in the Mahoning County Jail. 69-year-old Al-Fad Mohammed of North Jackson was arrested Monday on charges including aggravated menacing and intimidation. He allegedly threatened to shoot an employee of Hollywood Gaming Casino in Austintown Sunday morning. Police say he claimed someone at the sports book caused him to lose $15,000 on a horse race. Security escorted Mohammed out of the casino. He allegedly led police on a chase and pointed a rifle out of his vehicle. Mohammed scheduled for arraignment today. Man accused of leading Youngstown police on a chase will spend 1 year in jail. 19-year-old Antonio Crockett of Youngstown sentenced Tuesday in common pleas court for violating probation. He was sentenced to 2 years probation in October on a charge of improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. He failed to attend a required substance abuse treatment session on Market Street and was shot in the eye on South Avenue December 26th. He led police on a chase after being spotted attending a funeral for a homicide victim July 7th. Charge of failure to comply and another charge from a May 9th chase involving the highway patrol have been sent to a grand jury. We have the following funeral announcement. A memorial service will be held for 86-year-old Patricia Lee Henry Friday, August 22nd at 11:30 at Beach Creek Botanical Gardens. Arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.